T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Dr. Honigman is here right now, and remember, drweiner.com to find out more. Fresh off of another successful Weiner Wellness Week, their fall fiesta, but they're back at it again today. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can always visit them or call them and find out more about what they do at the Weiner Wellness Center. But today, along with introducing himself and who he is, an amazing individual, great resume, highly knowledgeable, and he's also going to talk about supplements and some great opportunities for you to save. And then he's going to talk about something that affects a whole lot of people. COPD, and things such as emphysema, chronic bronchitis, triggers, including air pollution and more, and how they're helping people get well naturally. So, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared to be educated. Here he is, my good friend, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rob. Great to see you again.
So let's get started by telling everybody about yourself and who you are.
Okay. I hate doing this because
this is
the I love me part, you know, that you
but
put on your
lot,
wall.
There's a lot to love there, and you've got a resume people need to know about.
My name is Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center. I'm a lifestyle and wellness-oriented doctor with 26 years of clinical experience as a chiropractor. I also graduated valedictorian of my class. I also hold a Master of Public Health degree from the University of Pittsburgh. Altogether, I have over 40 years of a broad-based background in natural health care. I use that experience, including a variety of testing methods and techniques, to help others prevent, optimally manage, and even reverse many chronic diseases, including various autoimmune disorders, diabetes, obesity, anxiety, dementia, acid reflux, musculoskeletal problems, and more. We use safe, natural, effective methods. And techniques. I'm picking up where I left off. I just had to cough. This is life. to help you prevent, optimally manage, and even reverse many chronic conditions associated with various autoimmune disorders. So my objective, this is the important part. My objective is health restoration. And the protocol is designed specifically for the individual, for that unique person. It's not generic. It's not there to just treat a condition to take away symptoms. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, you know, review your supplements, or to prevent or reverse a chronic disease, such as diabetes or cardiovascular disease, I can help you. So, to make an appointment, call 412-922-9355. Also, you can come visit us at our Greentree Crafton location at 2419 Baldwick Road. And you can look us up at drweiner.com, where you'll find a lot of great information, including all of the biographies of the other and great healthcare practitioners who work there, including myself. However, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease, and if you're taking drugs, you're not to stop taking the medications on your own, but rather as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount, and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I have helped many individuals accomplish this. Before we begin with today's topic, I and the entire staff of the Weiner Wellness Center want to thank everyone who participated in our Fall Fiesta Wellness Week. It was a great success, and we do owe it all to you. So once more, thank you. And we're looking forward to seeing you again at our next Wellness Week event, which will begin December the 1st.
But let folks know that there are still some great opportunities because of the wonderful inventory to where they can save now on these supplements.
This absolutely. Right now, I'm going to be offering these supplements at a 20% discount. And if you spend over $100, you get the shipping for free. So that's absolutely fantastic. And every week, I actually offer a 20% discount on selected supplements that are relevant to the topic that I'm talking about. And today, there's a lot of great supplements that not only can be used for today's topic, but for many other problems as well. You all have heard me talk about these supplements in previous radio shows, and you'll hear me talking about them again in future. So, starting now through Friday are all our COQ10 products. That's great right there in and of itself, 20% off. Vitamin D3, N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC. That's all you have to remember, NAC. Our omega-3 Ds, Magnesium Complete, Air Max, Buffered Vitamin C. You've heard me talk about them for just about every lung problem that exists. Asthma, allergies, sinus problems. I've recommended pretty much all of the same supplements. So call our office at 412-922-9355 and mention that you heard it on the radio to get that 20% discount.
Again, that number, 412-922-9355 or 412-922-WELL, okay? Now listen, we're going to come back. And this is a topic that I can relate to because I've had friends, family members suffer from COPD, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, and yeah, from those who have smoked the majority of their life, which is a no-no. And I think you're going to find it very interesting and eye-opening what he has to say, the causes, the triggers, including air pollution, the differences between emphysema and chronic bronchitis, conventional treatment, natural treatment. This is going to be something you definitely want to stick around for. But remember, mention on the radio you heard 20% off. You can get those supplements. Call now, 412-922-WELL. The next Weiner Wellness Week begins December 1st. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's Get Well Naturally on KDKA Radio.
It's time to Get Well Naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Now, don't forget, you say you heard it on the radio, 20% off those supplements. Do it right now, 412-922-WELL. Doc, we're going to pick up on COPD, but this is something that really affects a whole lot more people than a lot of folks who are listening right now and have listened to you talk about all these other things. They just may not understand the significance of what you're doing with this disease.
That's right, Rob. First of all, COPD is the third leading cause of death in the United States. But I think, As I look at it, and I have patients who come to me with COPD, I can just imagine how it affects their families. You know, when they're walking around, you know, with a respirator and can hardly breathe. So today's topic is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as chronic lower respiratory disease. But I'm going to be using the term COPD because it's a lot more convenient. But COPD is a collection of chronic inflammatory lung diseases that cause airflow blockage and breathing-related issues. Consider that with each breath we take in, life-giving oxygen. However, also consider that along with that life-sustaining oxygen comes in germs and pollutants, such as cigarette smoke and air pollution. In fact, many of us in this part of the country are exposed to massive amounts of outdoor and indoor pollution every day. And the long-term consequences, especially when combined with smoking, have been associated with reduced lung function and the development of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And the examples are chronic asthma, chronic bronchitis, and emphysema. Also, it's associated with premature death. With COPD, the airways in your lungs become inflamed and they thicken. And the tissue where the oxygen is exchanged is destroyed. The flow of air in and out of your lungs decreases, which results in less oxygen entering, and it becomes harder to get rid of that waste product, carbon dioxide. as the disease gets worse, shortness of breath makes it harder to remain active. It's easy for me to see how this can happen. I started smoking when I was about 14 and a half years old. I would steal my father's Pall Mall, which are very similar to Camel, which are non-filtered cigarettes. I did this to be cool and rebellious at 14 and a half. What was I thinking? My father was already suffering from heart disease, and he was a young man. Anyway, in high school, I joined the gymnastics team and soon spent lots of time working out on the rings and parallel bars. In fact, I went to the city championships in Philadelphia on the rings and the parallel bars. So you can imagine what an unpleasant surprise it was to me when in just a matter of 3 years, when I appeared to be at my fittest, I was unable to walk up comparatively gentle incline hills without stopping to catch my breath. In addition, I was starting to hack up brown mucus, which I'm assuming was tar from the cigarettes. That was a little scary, and it was embarrassing to walk up a hill and be passed by others who did not appear to be nearly as fit as I did. So I quit. It took about a year to do so. But by the time I was 20, the habit and addiction was over. It was the single best thing I ever did for my health, and I'll leave it at that. If I would have continued smoking, I believe I would be suffering from COPD, if I was still alive. To better understand COPD, it helps to appreciate how our lungs work. So now, in your mind's eye, picture your lungs as an upside-down tree, with the trachea being the trunk. The air we breathe goes down our trachea, the trunk, which divides into two main airways. Think of them as the two main branches in our lungs, called our bronchi, which keep dividing into smaller and smaller tubes, more branches, until they become terminal bronchioles. There are as many as 30,000 of these bronchioles in each lung. At the end of the bronchial tree are the alveoli, the air sacs, and they are vital to respiration because they're responsible for the primary function of the lungs, which is the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. And emphysema is a condition in which those alveoli, the air sacs, at the end of the smallest air passages, remember what they were? The bronchioles, the 30,000 in each lung. There are millions and millions of alveoli, by the way. Okay, these alveoli in emphysema are destroyed as a result of damaging exposure to cigarette smoke and other irritating gases and particulate matter.
Do you think, Pete, I got to interrupt you because this stuff is so interesting, and you're talking about being a gymnast and that slight incline and having a hard time stopping, catch your breath, all this stuff. Do you think people realize how quickly the most healthiest person, their life can turn around? But the good news is, because you're born with that extra lung capacity, that if you quit smoking, your lungs can actually start to regenerate. But do you think people understand? Because, I mean, people think, oh, I've only been smoking for a year. I've only been smoking for 6 months. But it immediately starts to affect your way of life, doesn't it?
I believe it does. You know, my endurance seemed to go downhill pretty quickly.
Yes.
I could still do Iron Crosses.
The most difficult
on
thing
the ring.
All of sports.
I don't know. Honestly.
Believe me, I've covered sports the most
but
difficult.
But there's pictures of me, you know, that other people have. And I never take pictures of me, which is
Listen, if I could do that, I would take a lot of pictures of me.
So, I mean, there's pictures of me doing Iron Crosses and then going up into handstands and coming down into an L cross, you know, across. And yet, very shortly thereafter, I'm catching my breath, walking up hills. Because that's dynamic. You don't need to have a lot of endurance to do that. You just need to have a lot of strength. So I was shocked at how quickly that part of my health went downhill. So what's going on now? We left off with emphysema, and we were talking about how the air sacs, where the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide takes place, gets destroyed as a result of exposure to cigarette smoke and other irritating gases. And that with emphysema, this is kind of the the details at this point. The walls of the lungs lose their elasticity, meaning they can't constrict to allow for you to be able to breathe out, to exhale. Emphysema can result in severe limited airflow. In fact, shortness of breath is one of the early signs of emphysema, as is fatigue. To understand what it's like to have emphysema, let's simulate what it's like to breathe if you have emphysema. Take in a normal breath, but now only exhale a little of that breath. Do that three times, and you will get a better idea of how difficult it can be to just breathe if you have emphysema. Other symptoms include chest tightness, frequent lung infections, wheezing, reduced appetite, and weight loss. Although its primary symptoms are difficulty breathing and fatigue, you may go on to experience additional complications, including, if you've got this, you're in trouble, blue or gray fingernails, especially after physical activity. Okay, and of course, because you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain, a decrease in mental alertness, and difficulty performing tasks requiring concentration. Now let's switch to a different type of COPD, chronic bronchitis. Okay, with chronic bronchitis, it's the lining of the bronchial tubes that become inflamed, right? We're not dealing with the alveoli right now. We're dealing with the bronchial tubes. And there's an overproduction of mucus leading to a chronic cough, which makes it difficult to breathe. In addition, the smooth muscle and lung tissue contracts, further obstructing flow. Eventually, what will happen is scar tissue is going to form in the lungs. The small airways, these little bronchioles, become just narrowed and destroyed, as well as the big areas, airways becoming narrow. And now you're not going to allow in as much oxygen as is necessary. You will also have a daily cough with mucus production. In fact, a daily cough with mucus production and difficulty breathing are the hallmarks of chronic bronchitis. The most common cause of bronchitis is inflammation brought on by cigarette smoking, but breathing in dust or fumes for long periods of time can also be to blame, and air pollution will contribute to the cause or greatly worsen an existing problem. I'm going to briefly mention this again. I know I mentioned it with asthma. I'll probably mention it again with heart disease. But Allegheny County and Pittsburgh are among the worst in the nation for air pollution. In fact, fine air pollution, fine particle air pollution, and this is among the worst particle pollution, period. We're ranked eighth worst in the nation. And these particles are found in smoke, combustion, mold, and haze, and pose the greatest problem. Yes, Rob.
All right, listen, we're going to take a short break. Much more of this good stuff that you need to know. You're getting educated by one of the best at what he does. Now, listen, go to the Weiner Wellness Center, Crafton Greentree area, or pick up the phone, 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL. Now, the next Weiner Wellness Week is December 1st, recently the Fall Fiesta. But because of the inventory and a huge success, they still have a great opportunity for you to save. If you call that number now and hopefully become a patient if you're not already, you can save 20% by saying you heard it on the radio. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, drweiner.com. We'll be back.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Dr. Honigman is here. Mr. Nisnik's going to be with us next week. It's all about Get Well Naturally. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. That's 412-922-9355. If you have a question, you want to call in, we're talking COPD, pick up the phone, call us. Our lines are open at 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com, and you can text us on the Red Automotive Line, the best deal in town. But I can't stress this enough, 20% supplements. If you call and say you heard it on the radio, 20% today, right now, 412-922-WELL. The next Weiner Wellness Week won't be happening till December the 1st, so you can save if you call today, 412-922-WELL. It's amazing. The third largest, really, the reason why people die is because of COPD. I never knew that.
Yes. Yeah, pneumonia. It may start out like as a chronic bronchitis or maybe emphysema. And then don't forget, this increases your susceptibility to a lot of other diseases like pneumonia. It has a large impact on our society. And we left off, I was talking about how in this part of the country that we have a lot of fine particle pollution. In fact, we're rated 8th worst in the country. And these are very dangerous particles, and they get deep into our lungs, and they can even reach our bloodstream. And exposure to these can affect both our lungs and our heart, cause serious heart problems such as chronic bronchitis, cancer, and of course, premature death. Even short-term exposure to these particles can aggravate COPD, and may increase susceptibility to respiratory infections. Now, switching gears just a little bit, the prolonged coughing of chronic bronchitis, that prolonged coughing can be extremely debilitating, causing exhaustion, insomnia, loss of appetite, and in severe cases, even broken ribs. It also can make your lungs a breeding ground for bacterial infection. Now, this past Winter Wellness Week, I had somebody come up to me who has bronchitis, couldn't stop coughing. And she also felt that she might have a hiatal hernia. Because if you're coughing that much, there's a good chance you're going to wind up with a hiatal hernia, which is when a small piece of your stomach makes its way up through your diaphragm.
Coughing can cause that?
Oh, yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah,
you're
chronic coughing, absolutely. And guess what?
What?
On the other hand, the hiatal hernia can cause coughing. So one can affect the other, and this can just go on and on and on. Anyway.
Good stuff.
I adjusted her hiatal hernia. And she has, she's told me that it is significantly better. She's coughing less, definitely less than she was before. She still has a chronic bronchitis, but this did help a lot. In addition, there are food allergies and environmental sensitivities, some that I was just talking about, like mold, that can increase the symptoms of both chronic bronchitis, chronic asthma, and emphysema. And I want to let everyone out there know that I can order a very special food intolerance test. So we can actually test you for your food sensitivities, and we're using a new method, what's called the IgG4 assay, which shows a lot less false positives than previous tests did. So previous tests, you would get tested for a food sensitivity using an IgG, just a generic IgG, and it might come back that you're allergic to sweet potatoes or mushrooms or oats, and then you are actually not allergic to them. They're called false positives. This test is much more sensitive. It shows a lot less false positives, and we can measure up to, I believe it's 90 different antigens. So it's great. If you would like to have that done, again, call, make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman, at 412-922-WELL. We can do that. In addition, for the inhalants, you know, the pollutants that are out there, I have an allergy test that will evaluate the 14 most common environmental inhalants. And we will measure the ones that will result in an immediate onset within minutes, or also ones that will have a longer period to take effect of 1 or 2 days and more. We can measure for permanent allergies. We can measure those that stimulate histamine release. And these allergies will include foods, inhalants, and molds. So if you think that you may have a problem with mold, we can test you for that as well. So again, if that's of interest to you, call, make an appointment at 412-922-9355. My name is Dr. Honigman. Now, do you tell the difference between emphysema and chronic bronchitis? If you listen carefully, you know. But if you're like me, you probably have to listen at least 2-3 times to really get it, right? Okay, so emphysema's primary symptom is going to be shortness of breath. You're just not going to be able to get enough oxygen in because you're having a problem exhaling out. You can't take a breath in, a good breath in. And of course, fatigue and lack of energy accompanies the shortness of breath. It may start small, so you may have difficulty breathing after a long walk. But pretty soon, your shortness of breath worsens, and before long, you're going to have a problem even when you're sitting and even if you've not been active. For chronic bronchitis, it is just the symptoms that I talked about with the person who came to me that I did the hiatal hernia adjustment for, who improved their breathing significantly as a result of that. It's a daily cough and mucus production. Daily cough and mucus production. That is the hallmark of chronic bronchitis. If we're going to compare the two, they both have shortness of breath. Okay, but emphysema is probably going to be more noticeable in the beginning, and it'll get extreme, although chronic bronchitis can result in it as well. Both are going to result in fatigue. You're just not getting enough oxygen in your blood. But with chronic bronchitis, you might have that, your excess mucus production and that cough. That's pretty much the difference. But here's some unfortunate bad news. People with COPD can have either one, or they can have both of the diseases. Unfortunately, most people with emphysema also have chronic bronchitis. That is not a lottery that I want to win. So what are some of the complications in addition to all the symptoms I just mentioned? Developing heart disease, lung cancer, and a variety of other conditions.
It really is a strain on your organs, isn't it?
It is. You know, plus, you know, it's like a lot of people who are senior citizens are getting this, unless you've worked in, you know, really horrible working conditions and you smoke on top of that. So you're already starting to come with more conditions just because of the wear and tear of your body. If you haven't really taken care of yourself and now you come down with this, it can be devastating. So doctors may prescribe medication such as bronchodilators, which are going to open up airways to improve the symptoms like breathing. You know, maybe it's going to help with your coughing. Corticosteroids, we know about them. They can improve breathing by removing inflammation in the lung, but along with the good comes the bad. You know, long-term use is going to increase your risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, cataracts, and a lot more. So what is the natural way to relieve or ease the effects of COPD and possibly even make improvements? Well, if you've listened to me a few times on the radio, you probably know what I'm going to say next when I'm talking about the core of what you ought to do.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back and finish up on the core of what you should do. And what you really need to do is become one of his patients if you're not, from the great staff of the Weiner Wellness Center. And they're standing by now if you want to call and do that to book an appointment. And it is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And remember, call today. Say you heard about the 20% on supplements that he's been talking about, and you will get in on that opportunity. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner.com. Good afternoon.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, before we say goodbye for another edition of Get Well Naturally, let me stress to you to call this number. Say you heard Dr. Honigman talking about 20% off supplements, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. That's 412-922-9355. And this really is a great opportunity for people to get their supplements and save. But it's also a good time to find out now that he's told you and educated about this week's topic, how they can help you get well naturally. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. In fact, I've helped many people with COPD improve their condition. I'm not diagnosing, I'm not treating the disease. I'm helping them get well naturally. Now, have I reversed COPD? Have I taken someone who has emphysema and miraculously have their alveoli be reborn? No, but I can certainly improve their condition, and we've done that. And so, how do we do that? If you listen to me in previous shows, you know what's coming next, and here it is. Eat a whole food plant-based diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables contain approximately 50 to 60 times more antioxidants than animal foods. And because oxidation plays a significant role in the worsening of COPD, it just makes sense to eat more fruits and vegetables. Now, Michael Greger, and I mentioned this doctor occasionally, he wrote a book called How Not to Die. And he says, for every extra serving of fruit we add to our daily diet, we reduce our risk of course, getting, but also eventually dying from COPD. So you may not get rid of the COPD, but we certainly can increase your lifespan and decrease the symptoms. In a very interesting study, 120 COPD patients were randomized into two groups. Half were told to eat at least one extra serving of fruits and vegetables per day. The other half stayed on their regular diet. The lung function of the control group, those who just stayed with their normal diet, they got worse. That's what happens in this disease. Like emphysema, you get worse and worse, and then you die. The lung function of the half eating an extra fruit and vegetable serving every day started out the same as the other group, but they did not get worse. In fact, if anything, it appeared that their lung function progressively improved a little over the next 3 years. That's not supposed to happen. You're supposed to get worse. The researchers speculated it could be due to the antioxidant effects of the fruits and vegetables or the anti-inflammatory properties. The paper concludes, these findings suggest that a shift to a higher antioxidant food intake may be associated with improvement in lung function. When they reach a conclusion, they're always very conservative in how they state it. So what are some of my recommendations? First of all, stay hydrated. Water is essential for healthy lungs, as dry lungs are more susceptible to irritation. With chronic bronchitis, for sure, and I would say emphysema as well, eliminate milk and dairy products. The milk protein casein can irritate the immune system and stimulate mucus production. Exercise. Although it may seem strange to recommend exercise when you're having trouble breathing, exercise does indeed help many people with COPD. It does so by strengthening your legs and your arms, improving endurance, and as a result, you may be able to breathe better. Walking is a good exercise to build endurance, so it's nice and easy, and most people can do it. Participating in a pulmonary rehabilitation program is probably the best way to start, to find out which exercise is best suited for you. Now, breathing, learning how to breathe through your diaphragm in general can help improve lung function. And there are different techniques, such as the pursed lip technique and just learning to breathe from your diaphragm with a count, or breathing through your nose, alternate nose breathing. Look, I've been practicing diaphragmatic breathing for over 40 years. I can teach you how to do it properly and help you learn which breathing and relaxation technique is best suited for you, what works best for you. So I'm your host, Dr. Honigman. I've helped several patients with COPD. To make an appointment, call 412-922-9355. And now we get to the supplements. And remember, these are on sale for 20% off. What do we want them to do? What do we want these supplements to do for us if we've got COPD? Well, we want them to increase oxygen, especially at a cellular level. And we want them to be powerful antioxidants, because I just spoke about how antioxidants can improve lung function. And we want them to exert an anti-inflammatory effect. Everybody knows that you know, inflammation is bad for you. Excessive inflammation. Short-term inflammation saves your life. The following recommendations will help us achieve that. And they're not in any particular order. And remember, they're on sale. Buffered vitamin C. This water-soluble vitamin can provide additional protection against the oxidative effects of air pollution and smoke. And I talked about how cigarette smoke and air pollution are major causes of COPD. COQ10. I talk about this one all the time. Now I'm talking about it in its relationship to our lungs. This powerful antioxidant can improve the use of oxygen at the cellular level. In one study, COQ10 supplementation improved exercise performance in people with COPD. So it allows people with this problem to be able to exercise. And of course, exercise is not just great for your lungs. It's great for insulin. It's great for diabetes. Great for your heart. Pretty much great for everything. Vitamin D, another reason to have vitamin D3 in your life. Studies show that vitamin D can modulate the activity of various immune cells and inhibit inflammatory responses and regulate airway smooth muscles so that they don't constrict. N-acetylcysteine, inexpensive supplement, does wonders. This, I call it NAC. Several studies using it to treat COPD suggest that it can relieve symptoms by acting as a powerful antioxidant in the lungs. Omega-3s. As if we need another reason to take omega-3s. EPA and DHA supplementation can reduce the destructive effects of chronic inflammation. That's a study done in 2012. One study showed a significant improvement in shortness of breath and a decrease in inflammatory markers in the COPD group that received the omega-3 supplementation compared with controls who did not. Magnesium. People with COPD often have low levels of magnesium. Magnesium is important for normal lung function and is known to be a potent bronchodilator. Rob, have I not ever mentioned magnesium? Airmax, twice a day. It contains quercetin. This is a super antioxidant for the lungs. No matter what type of lung problem you have, whether it's asthma or bronchitis or emphysema. So the Airmax can contain that. It's wonderful. Bromelain and something called Perella leaf extract, which is wonderful for lung function. The last one I'm going to talk about is Power Fuel, which is great for the heart. But patients with COPD who've taken this have shown to improve their ATP levels and improve cardiac function. That's a wrap.
That is a wrap and a lot of information.
So, just a reminder that all of those supplements are being offered at 20% off. Thank you for tuning in. Have a joyous weekend. This is your host, Dr. Joseph Honigman.
Upbeat, informed, passionate, all of the above. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Honigman, we'll be back along with the rest of the crew each and every week for Get Well Naturally. Next week, Jeffrey Nisnik will be in the air chair. But in the meantime, 412-922-WELL, the number to dial. Remember, mention 20% off. That's what you will get the supplements for today. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Have a great afternoon. More to come after the news at 2. Good afternoon.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.